This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in to WIP Daily for August 10th. I am Tucker Bagley, filling in for Joe Giglio after what was, quite frankly, a historic night at Citizens Bank Park. What we saw last night from the Phillies, from Michael Lorenzen, Weston Wilson, the rest of the team, we'll go through it all over the next 15 minutes, was something that, I mean, I don't know if you could experience it in any other sport, truly. I mean, it was a night that, for what felt like a pretty nondescript Wednesday, for a game that is against a last-place team. It's a Wednesday night, only 30,000 people showed up to the ballpark, which is a pretty big number compared to, you know, what we've seen in previous years, but it's about 10,000 less than what they've been averaging this year. For a pretty nondescript Wednesday evening in the middle of the season against a last-place team, what the Phillies did is something that I think we're going to be talking about for a very, very long time. And that's the beauty of baseball. That's the magic of baseball. It's why so many people, such as myself, are romantic about this sport. And the story begins and ends with what Michael Lorenzen did last night. I mean, it's funny. It's not often you see a guy throw a no-hitter and think that maybe he didn't have no-hit stuff. But I had that feeling in the first inning, because he really labored in the first inning. He struggled to put guys away early on in the game, and I think he threw 27 pitches to get through that opening frame. And my first thought was, well, he's not going eight again, right? He certainly isn't going to be able to go as deep as he did in his first start as a Philly when he went eight innings against Miami last week. But, you know, after that, he walked the leadoff batter to start the second and just kind of felt like he was laboring out there. He was really struggling to put guys away. But all of a sudden after that, you know, Rob Thompson mentioned it after the game, he just kind of settled down. He figured things out. He was working on a changeup that he'd said he hadn't thrown since 2019. Caleb Cotham showed him a video of him throwing this changeup, you know, 4 years ago, and they decided to work it back into his repertoire. And obviously it worked against the Nationals, who probably weren't prepared for it based on the way some of their at-bats look. But I mean, this is a guy who, he has relationships with Brandon Marsh. He has relationships with a couple other Phillies on this team based on, you know, where he's played in the past and, you know, kind of who he's crossed paths with during his time in Major League Baseball. But, I mean, my goodness, to watch this team kind of rally around a guy who they've really known for the better part of a week, it is just unbelievable. And, you know, you add in the fact that Weston Wilson, a guy who's 28 years old, gets his first chance to play in the majors last night. He hits a home run in his very first at bat. I mean, go and watch the video, watch the reaction of his family in the crowd, watched the reaction of Michael Lorenzen's family in the crowd after he recorded the final out. I mean, my goodness, this team right now, after what we kind of saw this weekend, starting with the ovations for Trey Turner through now, really over the last 5 or 6 days, it feels like a completely different ball club. It feels like we've reached a point now where the vibes are at an all-time high, to you know, kind of put it bluntly. You look at how they're feeding off each other, how they're feeding off the crowd at Citizens Bank Park, how it never really feels like they're out of it. They've fallen down 3-0, it feels like, in almost every game over the last 2 weeks, and they always seem to figure out a way to fight back, to get back in a position to win. And as you kind of look at this team as it's heading towards the postseason, and they're currently sitting at the top of the National League wildcard standings, which is a place they were exactly a year ago. If you go back and look at the standings from where they were a year ago, they're actually a game or two back. I think they won their 63rd game last year when they only had 48 losses, and they obviously have 51 losses right now, but they're in a pretty similar spot to the way they were a year ago, but things just feel different, I think, because we expect this team to win. This is a team that we've now seen win before. This is a core and a group of guys that we've seen have success in October, that we've seen, you know, show up against playoff teams and put together great at-bats, you know, pitch really good innings. And right now, with about 7 weeks left in the regular season, with the Phillies holding a three-game cushion in you know, the wild card race, and they're a half game up on the Giants after they lost to Mickey Moniak and his Anaheim Angels last night, it's hard to not get excited about this team and where they're heading.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You just look at what they were capable of doing last night. I mean, it's so crazy to think that just a nondescript Wednesday, a pretty average Wednesday night in August, turn into such a historic game. And Michael Lorenzen, I mean, man, the joy he exuded when you know, Johan Rojas caught the ball. And shout out to Johan Rojas, who I think is just an unbelievable defensive center fielder. He almost looks bored out there catching routine balls. He almost, I don't want to say you're hoping for the opposing team to hit a ball into the gap, but he gets bored at times, it looks like, and rightfully so. He's an unbelievable defensive player, and he had another great game last night. But, I mean, what Michael Lorenzen did, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts, he did a fantastic job of keeping the National hitters off balance. The outfielders who walked Joey Meneses twice and Keibert Ruiz also drew a pair of walks, but he didn't really allow a lot of hard contact. He didn't allow, guys to get on. And you know, Rob Thompson said after the game, the reason why he felt comfortable letting him go, you know, past 120 pitches is simply because he didn't have a lot of stressful pitches, right? When you limit the traffic on the bases the way he did, when you're ahead in the count as often as he was, he didn't have to throw a lot of stressful pitches. He was working from ahead. He was, you know, trying to induce soft contact throughout the game. Lorenzen said after the game in his post-game interview that with the lead that the Phillies offense built, right, they scored 7 runs, 6 of which came in the first 4 innings. He wasn't worried about trying to strike people out. He wasn't worried about getting swings and misses. Really, all Lorenzen did was pitch to contact, right, which is something that I think having that 6-run lead affords you, where you don't have to worry about giving up a solo home run because you know you have that cushion. So the offense played a big role. And while Weston Wilson and his home run probably is going to be the number two, the B story to this game, I got to say what Nick Castellanos did, right? His 2 home runs and what we've seen from him really in the month of August. I mean, he was dreadful in the month of July, to the point where people are worried that he was turning back into 2022 Nick Castellanos, a guy who I don't think any of us would like to ever see again in a Phillies uniform. And his numbers in the month of July, I mean, he had 99 at-bats and 16 hits. He had .162 in the month of July, and his average in August is now back over .300. He's got 5 home runs in about 38 at-bats so far this season, which is, you know, incredible for a guy who really looked lost at the plate all of last year and lost at the plate last month. I mean, he's going to, you know, hit well over 20 home runs after only hitting 13 a year ago. So you look at just really everything that's happened with this team, and I don't want to get overexcited. I don't want to sit here and say, well, you know, it's hard to think they're not going to win the World Series, but you look at what this team is capable of, and we know what they are. We saw it a year ago. We saw it last October. We know what this Phillies team is capable of doing when everything's clicking. And it seems like they're starting to reach that point again, a point that we really haven't seen for most of the season. This is a team that struggled to get over 500 for the first couple months of the season. They obviously had a really hot month of June. They were over 500 again in July, but the bats weren't really clicking. They weren't getting big-time production from a lot of the big-name players on the team outside of Schwarber in June and first half Nick Castellanos. But Trey Turner is hitting the ball again. Bryce Harper is hitting for power. He had another big double in the first inning. Kyle Schwarber seems to be coming back around. He sat last night, but he had 2 home runs in the first game with the doubleheader on Tuesday. You just kind of look at where this team is headed and you know how all the pieces are finally starting to fit together. And you add in a rookie like Johan Rojas, who plays an unbelievable center field right now. I mean, he is truly a joy to watch out there in the field. You know, hopefully when Brandon Marsh comes back, they can kind of fit those guys together and really, really put together an outfield that's a plus defensively. But you know, I think the Phillies right now, as it stands, it's hard to not dream of what October is going to bring and what this team could possibly do if given another chance at the postseason. And obviously, things have to break right. We know that the playoffs are a crapshoot. All you have to do is look at the Dodgers or look, you know, up in the National League East division standings and see what the Braves have accomplished with their, you know, 20 division titles over the last 30 years. They have 2 World Series to show for it, right? They won 14 NL East titles in a row. They made the playoffs every year. They won 1 World Series, you know, and they added another one, obviously, back in 2021. But, I mean, this Phillies team with their star power, with hopefully, you know, Zach Wheeler getting right and maybe Aaron Nola, who pitches later today against Patrick Corbin, I mean, this is a team that it's not outlandish to say they certainly have a shot to get back to the World Series and possibly win it, because I don't know if there's really a team, especially in the American League, that's as great as that Astros team was a year ago. I mean, the Astros right now are 65-49, a couple games better than the Phillies, but the only team in the American League right now that has 70 wins is the Baltimore Orioles. The Phillies took 2 of 3 of, you know, a couple weeks ago when they came here. That's not necessarily a team that I think come playoff time, if you match up against a team like Baltimore, you're fearing them and you're afraid of what they could do to you in a 7-game series. And, you know, the other guy that I think really deserves a lot of credit for how this team is coming together and how this team is really bonding is Rob Thomson. And I think Rob Thomson is someone that maybe doesn't get his due as much as he should. I know last year he became incredibly popular because his arrival after Joe Girardi's departure, or firing, if we want to be a little bit more blunt about it, I think his arrival marked kind of the turnaround for this team, and people recognize that. And this year it might be a little different because he's had to navigate the ups and downs throughout all 162 games. But what he's done in the clubhouse, the way he's kept these guys together, where he just, I mean, it's obvious that this team, they root for each other. I mean, just look at someone like Nick Castellanos, who's at the top of the stairs every time someone does something well, who's at the top of the stairs pumping up the crowd when, you know, they were giving Trey Turner standing ovations over the weekend. Look at Bryce Harper, who was the first person out of the dugout to greet Weston Wilson after his home run to give him a big hug. I mean, that's a two-time MVP greeting a career minor leaguer with the enthusiasm of a little leaguer. I mean, it's just, it's unbelievable how this team fits together so well. And they aren't a perfect team by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think anybody would confuse them with the 27 Yankees or any team of that ilk. But just the vibes in this clubhouse, the chemistry that this team has put together and built really over the last year and a half, it's fun to watch. It's exciting to watch. They play a brand of baseball that I think a lot of people are excited to go to the ballpark every night and see what they're capable of doing. Because like we saw last night, you could see a 28-year-old guy hit his first career Major League home run in his first at-bat. You could see a guy throw a no-hitter in his second start as a team. And you look at what Dave Dombrowski did at the trade deadline, adding someone like Michael Lorenzen, and, you know, he was going through the clubhouse after the game, and all the players were saying, hey, nice trade, Dave. Great job, Dave. Great job, Dave. And, I mean, adding someone like Michael Lorenzen, he just fits in perfectly. And I don't know what his role will be come playoff time, because I don't think he's going to wrestle away starts from Wheeler or Nola or even Ranger Suarez. I mean, I think those guys are pretty firmly entrenched at the top of the Phillies rotation, but having someone else who's capable of taking down innings like this and adding him and Taijuan Walker, who's also been, you know, pretty damn good, still leads the major leagues and wins right now, having those two guys at the back of this rotation certainly helps the depth on this team, certainly helps the ability if, you know, they make the postseason, these series go longer than four or five games like the NLDS and NLCS did last year. They're going to need more pitching depth than they had a year ago. And I think they certainly have that, even if their frontline starting pitching isn't what it was back in 2022 and really in October. So that'll do it for today's show. I'm Tucker Bagley filling in for Joe Giglio here on WIP Daily. Make sure you like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Phillies play host of the Nationals again tonight in the series finale. Aaron Nola against Patrick Corbin before they play host to the Minnesota Twins for Alumni Weekend. Should be great. I will talk to everybody again tomorrow. Thanks for your time. See you later.